Today, a court in Shanghai handed down stiff prison sentences to four employees of the Anglo-Australian mining giant Rio Tinto. The men were found guilty of accepting millions of dollars in bribes and stealing commercial secrets. The four men, one Australian and three Chinese, were detained last July. Since then, the case has received a lot of international attention. But in China, it's been played down. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
If you tuned into the evening news today in China, you would have heard this on the state-run CCTV's international channel.
After more than 2 years of development and construction, a Sichuan to East gas pipeline is now in operation.
And then there was a long report on the Chinese automaker Geely buying Volvo. No mention of the Rio Tinto verdict handed down this afternoon in Shanghai. Nor did Chinese language TV news mention the Rio Tinto case. Perhaps they felt Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang had said enough about it last week. He said, "We're handling this case according to law, and if you're going to do business in China, you have to follow China's laws." The laws the Rio Tinto employees were convicted of violating involved bribery and stealing commercial secrets. All four men admitted during the trial that they had accepted bribes. It's not clear what's happened to the Chinese steelmaking companies that had bribed them, including at least one state-run enterprise. The Shanghai court said today that at least two steelmaking company officials would stand trial for passing along commercial secrets. The court said the Rio Tinto employees, by accepting bribes and this information, were largely responsible for the collapse of last year's iron ore price negotiations with Australia. Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith said today that it's hard to know what the Rio Tinto employees really did or what the impact was because the Shanghai court kept the commercial secrets part of the trial closed, even to Australian diplomats and Rio Tinto executives.
I think here China has missed a substantial opportunity. This was an opportunity for China to bring some clarity to the notion or the question of commercial secrets. The Australian government had made the point to China previously that at one level it may have been that all we were dealing with here was information or material which was generally available so far as commercial negotiations were concerned. And this has been of keen interest to the Australian business community and to the international business community.
The international business community in Beijing has been reluctant to comment on today's verdict, but some business people have said, over the 9 months this case has played out, that the timing of the arrests, just after a major Chinese state-owned company was turned down in its bid to increase its stake in Rio Tinto, suggests that politics were at play. And some have taken from this the lesson that Chinese enforcement of its laws can be capricious and heavy-handed. Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith today worded his concerns carefully.
On any measure, this is a very tough sentence. It's a tough sentence by Australian standards. I'm advised that so far as Chinese sentencing practice is concerned, it's within the ambit or within the range. But by any measure, I think this is a tough sentence.
But Rio Tinto seems eager to move on. Just after its four employees were sentenced today, it fired them. Chief Executive Tom Albanese said in a statement, "I am determined that the unacceptable conduct of these four employees will not prevent Rio Tinto from continuing to build up its relationship with China." And if this case has made some investors feel a little queasy about the hazards of doing business in China, China's huge appetite for Australia's resources seems for Rio Tinto to be a potent antidote. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.